So one of the benefits of being a host of this event is I get to talk about Mineral Area College for a little bit. So I want to give you an update. First, I'm Dr. Joe Gilgore. I'm president of MAC, and it's just a pleasure to be here to host this event every year. This is an amazing turnout. Thank you all for being here. Just want to give you some updates on the college, since nearly all of you probably, I'm assuming, are taxpayers in the Mineral Area College taxing district. So you have a right to know what's going on here as well. But some things happening. 2025 was a really good year for Mineral Area College. We were able to spend a lot of bond money that you all helped pass in 2024. And you can see visually the changes that some of that has happened. We have put lights on our athletic fields, for instance. We have a solar field out. If you haven't seen that yet, you can drive the other side of campus back behind baseball. It's a massive, it's like 9,000 solar panels up there to help us be more efficient in our in your tax dollars spent on this campus. So those are some examples of external things that have happened. But really, a lot of the work that's been going on with the bond has been internal. We've done almost just as much work inside as we have outside. You just don't see that as much if you're not walking through campus. Several renovation projects. You wouldn't know it by being in this building, but our campus is old, and we have a lot of aging facilities that need help. And so some of those buildings built in the 70s, then some parts of those buildings, you're still in the 70s when you walk through them. So we want to make sure that not only our students have a modern educational experience, but also our employees have a great place to work, comfortable place to work that they can be in. So a lot of renovations happening inside. That's flooring, ceiling, HVAC, a lot of what seems like maybe boring stuff, unless you're in that office where it's 50 degrees in one office and it's 90 degrees in the one next to you. These are things that we're trying to get fixed right now. So lots of things happening on the inside for that, for the bond projects, the renovations. So thank you all for your support in that. Other than that, we did some things. We hired a chief of police, Brian Whitfield. He's in the back of the room there. And we've done some other safety things. For instance, all of our ground level windows and doors have ballistic film on them now. And that's not bulletproof. You didn't hear me say bulletproof. That's not a real thing. But ballistic film keeps them from shattering should an active shooter try to use those windows as an entrance. It does slow them down considerably, giving law enforcement even more time to get there and help the situation. So trying to keep our campus as safe as possible. We have an early learning academy at the front of campus where there's little kids in there, of course. We added bollards up front so a vehicle can't drive through, and the ballistic film. That was the first place we added the ballistic film. Over 2025, we also welcomed St. Paul High School. It relocated to Mineral Area College. So we're excited to have St. Paul on campus. I think any college president anywhere would tell you having a high school on campus is a good thing. And so we are really excited about them being here. Their enrollment went up when they moved here. Shocking, based on their other location, if you know where they were before. We think it's an upgrade, but they've got a nice facility on campus, gave them some more square footage, and just really nice to have them as a partner on campus as well for those students to get a little bit of a college taste while they're in high school as well. So definitely good things that have happened there. In 2019, we made a goal of being nationally recognized as a community college, and we accomplished that a few times in 2025. We're the only community college in the state to ever have a national recognition of the CEO. We are one of 29 community colleges in the United States to be recognized as a great college to work for this last year. And there's 2,000 community colleges in the United States. We were one of only 29 to be recognized, the only one in Missouri to be recognized. So that's really cool. And that's really my favorite one, because that's a survey of your employees that are doing this national survey with the Chronicle of Higher Education, and they're saying this place is great. I mean, of course, I say it's a great place to work, but they all say it, and that means a lot more when that happens. So that's really impressive. We were also named to the top 200 community colleges in the United States in the Aspen Institute of Community College Excellence. Now, we don't know where we fall on that 200 list. Of course, that is a two-year process that they narrow it down as they go, and then it ends with a group of the top 10 going to New York City and being recognized in the Aspen Institute, and with the prize being $1 million to the community colleges that are the best. And so we're hoping to get there. We don't know if we will, but we're doing everything we can to. But it's just nice to be recognized. That's something you don't even apply for. They find you and tell you you're in the top 200. Then you got to do a bunch of work, of course. But it's really nice to have that recognition and people noticing what's going on here without us reminding them of what's going on here. That's always good. So as we move into 2026, we started a path in 2000, well, before I got here, actually, this path started, of Mineral Area College being an active player in the economic development world. And so basically, that started with the vision for this building of building a workforce training facility that could help train our workforce and upskill laborers that are already working to try to improve that workforce in our community. So it started a long time ago with that vision. But Mineral Area College has really been part of that economic development conversation, more on the quality of life. So if you know of why industry relocates to a region or why a new industry starts, one of the top reasons is quality of life. They want to know you have good schools, good hospitals, things like this. We have those things. And MAC has been included in that conversation. But the number two reason is a trained workforce in the community and training opportunities for continued workforce. Well, we didn't have that until this building was here for post-secondary training of adults, education through our workforce. We've been doing training for years at Mineral Area College. Michelle Shore here, our workforce development director, does tremendous work throughout all the way up our coastline, down the Mississippi through Cape Girardeau, training in industry. We're in industrial parks. They're in businesses doing training. But we didn't have anything here we could host and actually do that, not only for those that are looking for improving their job or maybe a career change, but also those students straight out of high school that don't know necessarily what they want to do, but they want to be in the technical field. They want to work with their hands. They want to do those jobs. So we didn't have that before. So by doing that, it kind of moved Mineral Area College to be in a couple parts of the conversation, not only the quality of life part, which we can all agree on, but now more in that second part about workforce development and training so that we can be more enticing for industry that's trying to relocate to our area or start a new business in the area in the industrial side. So we have about a 44% labor shed in this county of people that are workforce that leave this county to work elsewhere, mostly St. Louis. And so we have a workforce. We have people that are skilled to work here, and we have the opportunity to train people to work here. And so that really, what we're hoping to do in 2026 is move Mineral Area College from more of a passenger in the economic development discussion to more of a driver in the economic development discussion. We want to be more involved with that. So that means that when people are talking around a table, they're not saying, yeah, we should go ask the college. The college is at the table. And we've done that in a couple of ways. We have a seat on the Park Hills IDA. We are on the St. Francis County IDA. We're on the board of the SEMO Ready Group, which SEMO Ready is a Southeast Missouri, more of a Cape Girardeau area group. But that is a large economic development group that we are a part of because Cape is in our service region as well. And so we've been a part of all these things to try to raise our profile in that conversation. We met with the Missouri Partnership. If you're familiar with the Missouri Partnership, they help industries relocate to Missouri. Their work in this area was Bismarck, actually, with IKO. It was the last work they've done in this region. But they were here not too long ago to meet with leadership and talk about how we can use that synergy to work together to bring in more industry, to bring in more jobs to the community that are well-paying jobs, good-wage jobs. So people don't feel like they have to drive to St. Louis to have that kind of a wage. And then they spend their money, right? They stay here and they spend their money. So before this building was here, you saw high school students, especially that wanted to be in the technical field, and they would either go to a super expensive for-profit technical college that racked them with debt for the rest of their lives, that their job, though well-paying, was never going to pay off. Or they would go to someplace like State Tech in Lynn, Missouri, which State Tech's one of the premier technical colleges in the United States. Great. They do a great job. You know what they also do a great job of is placing students in jobs. Not back home, though. They place them wherever they can. So you see this bleeding off of people, community that are going to have good paying jobs, going to start families and be a part of the community. And now they're in another community doing that. So with this building and this facility, Mineral Area College's role in economic development, we are able to help facilitate that and hopefully keep more of those students. And I say students, don't think high school, I think students, don't think high school graduates. It's anybody who's looking to improve their skills or get training, keep them all in this area so that we can keep building this great community that we have. So as you think about MAC in that regard, city leaders, community leaders, as you're planning for your futures, as you're doing strategic plans, as you're planning for growth, please keep the college a part of that conversation. We can help in those ways. We have many ways that we can be a factor in your community growth. So please keep those things in mind.